Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda
Mitchell. Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cash. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. It is time to celebrate the seasons. It is Finding Out Friday, and you're listening to Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. Welcome in. This show is being sponsored by Community Unification and Collaboration, a nonprofit organization with skilled advisors and consultants to help you reach your goals in education, training, and especially our young minds out there. We train and we have curriculum set to train our successors. We'd like to say welcome in. It is time for more kindness, more compassion, and more love, which we do that on a daily basis. But you know, this is the season at this time. And I'd like to say dialogue starts from the courageous willingness to know and be known by others. It is the painstaking and persistent effort to remove all obstacles that obscure our common humanity. We'd like to welcome you in. We're going to have Tiffany Rick and I coming on. We're going to be on here briefly because, you know, I know that for those of you who stayed up all night to get to the malls at 6 o'clock this morning to shop, you're probably home resting now. And for those who have family members still here, you want to start a life, sit back and enjoy it. Ain't Sue and Ain't Joe and all the babies. Okay, so we're just going to keep you long today. We're going to get started. I'd like to say just welcome in. It is time to celebrate the season.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. My wish come true.
we want to welcome in out there. You know, I sort of like stuck my head out the door today, and it's a lot of crowded people out there in those malls, and the traffic is heavy. But I guess you could say that there's some deep discounts out there for those who have to purchase a lot of presents. I usually get mine by August. And if I don't have them by August, everybody gets New Year's gifts here. But I'd just like to say we still have to be aware. And as I stated earlier, we're speaking of dialogue. We have to have dialogue. There was a shooting in Costa Mesa. Persons are no longer here. There was a fire in Riverside. Two persons are no longer here. I guess they didn't know about dialogue, you know. And on the Tuesday show, we had the Vane. We had Stephanie Haynes and Tiffany with them out with us, and we gave you a lot of information. So we have Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I strategize it. I change it, and I complete it. Happy holidays to you, Tiffany. Are you eating, still eating that turkey leg, or has it changed into turkey salad sandwich at this time? How are you, and welcome in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm doing well. Thank you. And no, you know what? On Thanksgiving, I don't like turkey that much. Can you believe that?
Okay.
Everyone loves the turkey.
Okay.
I guess I've kind of outgrown that. But what I do absolutely love is a ham, and honey-baked ham at that. So
okay.
I did find out, though, that you can purchase the ham by the pound. So you know how you could only – yes, they just started this last year. So you can purchase a pound. I don't know exactly how much it is. It might be like between $15 or $20, you know, because honey-baked ham is a very, you know, nice ham and a very good-tasting ham. So I'm not sure what the price point is, but I'll say around $15 to $20.
Okay.
And I just love that ham. I love this time of the year because I get a chance to have ham. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not so keen on turkey, but I do love Thanksgiving. And I love all the sides and the dressing and the candied yams and the potato salad and the string beans and all the other things I go to, you know, all the other things I didn't name that a lot of people do. But it was really, really nice. How about yours? How was your Thanksgiving?
Well, you know, I have that friend, the singing chef, Mario, and he prepared all my sides for me, like, you know, the greens, the cornbread dressing, the gravy, the macaroni and cheese. And when he does it, he knows how to set up the portion, so all you have to do is just take it out and put and heat it up. And if you don't get it fresh off the stove, or if he doesn't deliver it that way and you need to reheat it, it's set up where you're ready to go. So all I had to do, I just had Cornish hands. I could have a relaxed time and just, what do we call? We call it mopping the Cornish hands with the seasoning. He puts a rub, and I call it the miracle rub. So, you know, I put my miracle rub on my Cornish hands and stuffed them down, put them in the bag. I thought I was Martha Stewart Black over here. You know, I know you love Martha Stewart. But I said, boy, if she could see me over here in this kitchen trying to find the skillet that I didn't even realize that I had. But it was very, very nice. It was very, very relaxing. We had several places to go, but I really don't like to travel like that. And, you know, I find that the person in California, they have dinner late. I'm a Texan. We start when the pots come off the stove. So by 2 o'clock, we have had 2 servings, we've had a nap, and we're up getting ready for dessert, okay? So I'm not a late eater, and it's just that's just my tradition. I mean, I've done it, but I always will have food prepared at home also because it's a bit too late with me. But I like, enjoyed it. Sit back, relax, nieces in and out, you know, they pop their head in the door and they slip on another pair of shoes and they got to get across the street somewhere, so they gonna grab a leg and go, okay, but otherwise it's very, very pleasant, very, very quiet, and I just wanted to share After hearing this incident, we know it's a lot of energy out there, and I know you're going to give us a little update. You gave us a lot on Tuesday. We gave you guys double booty on Tuesday because we weren't here yesterday. But kind of like give us some of that planetarian fact, whatever, you know, the recap on it, and then that'll lead me into what I need to say about drama, okay? So give us something on that.
Well, let's just say that this has been a very, very interesting Thanksgiving on so many levels. I think a lot of people, as I discussed with some of my friends who called, made different decisions. So those places that they used to go that were drama-filled, they didn't. They sought peace, and they went where they could have it. So I think people are now starting to realize and awaken to the choices that they have. A lot of people, you know, in the past had felt guilty about, you know, not going to family dinners, and, you know, the holidays are very stressful as it is, but, I mean, on top of, you know, that, you're, like, feeling obligated to go to everything that anyone in the family has when it comes to the holidays and your participation. So this year, I think a lot of people decided and made other choices to have peace, stay out of drama, stay and just stay, you know, to themselves and or enjoy it with the people that they wanted to. So we 2 days ago, which was Wednesday, the 23rd, we had a new moon go into Sagittarius. This is a Sagittarius new moon. And we have Mercury and Venus in Sagittarius also. So, you know, we're getting deeper understandings of what it is we want, who we want, you know, the choices that we're making. You know, do we want peace? Do we want drama? Whatever it is that we want. You know what I'm saying? Do you want to stay in the toxic relationship that we've been dealing with for 5 years? Or do we want to just experience something else? So it's a time of renewal. It's a very spiritual time, and Sagittarius represents higher learning, you know, spiritual growth and activation. So we're going to see a lot of these blockages that we used to have removed. As I said before, Scorpio made us take a really deep look into our lives introspectively and figure out what exactly we wanted. And then now we're taking the Band-Aid off so that we can heal all that. And I have to say that there has been some healing, because in my own life, some people that I had horrible experiences with, we are now having kumbaya moments over here. I'm like, wow, it does. the energies are working. And I even got invited to Thanksgiving dinner, which I was banned from going to their house for years. And then all of a sudden this year, as of yesterday, I was invited to the house. I was like, well, look at that. The energies are working in our best interest. So, you know, and I think what transpired in that healing process was, you know, the forgiveness, the reconciliation. You know, this is a time for emotional cleansing and reviewing our relationships with ourselves and others and just having that reevaluation. And I think, you know, it wasn't like I came to them and said, let's have a conversation and dialogue about what our relationship was like in the past. It wasn't that. But it was pure confirmation for me that the energies right now are actually healing old wounds, and we're not having to do the same thing that we used to. So, and it's beautiful. It's just a beautiful renewal, a beautiful energy, new beginnings, because next year we're going to have more of this energy coming into 2023. We're just touching the surface right now. So Sagittarius is always about, you know, higher learning. And then we'll have later in December, we'll have a full moon in Gemini, and that third house is about learning and communication. So, you know, higher learning combined with communication, we're going to be dealing with a lot. We might have too many conversations, right? So I'm just excited because this, too many conversations, okay. I'm saying, with the full moon.
Well, that's dialogue. We have to do that dialogue. Because from that dialogue, this nigga denied removes all obstacles that obscure our common humanity. As I stated in the quote from my favorite mentor, Dr. Sakuru Keita, who lays that roadmap out there to show you how to live, okay? So once you understand how to live, you can understand and recognize and understand others. But as you were speaking of, you know, the house that you were banned from, and you and Stephanie had an in-depth conversation, and we shared, and I remember I had to put my little 2 cents in when it comes down to drama, and every time I think about it, I have to laugh at myself, because coming out the South and, like, being a Texan, you know, you really don't have time for drama because everybody's too busy stuffing those sparks in their mouth with those head down in that plate. Okay, that's the first process. And then it goes there. If you don't go, if it's drama, we don't have that problem. And I think that you and Stephanie talked about that also. But our motto
we did.
Is if you bring it, our motto is if you bring it, you will get it. You're going to get what you bring, okay? So that's a pretty understandable thing, and I know you were talking about persons that have triggers. I said, well, either they can set up a separate trigger room, all those who have triggers, or greet them at the door and ask Aunt Ruby, did you take your blue pill this morning? Because I forgot to take mine. And then Aunt Ruby will know she got a little bit of competition. So I hope she don't push that trigger button, because if she does, what you bring is what you're going to get. And that was the funniest thing to me. And I thought about it, but it brought a smile. So to hear you say, you know, how things changed around, and I know the energies are moving, right? And I know it's time for transformation out there, and it's how you're learning. I mean, I have relatives that I usually put my calls out because I have to call all over the world, and it's about 250,000 of them. But the ones that I had on the list, a call later, they beat me to the punch, and that was very shocking. That brought a smile to my face. And I said, oh, okay. Then I don't have to continue to do the reach out all the time, because, you know, iron wears out, and because we're heartfelt and we're caring people and we care about others, we just continue to do it no matter what, because it makes us feel good, because we're hoping that it will make them feel good. And that's the only reason why we do it. It's changing. It's time for transformation. So I told the listeners that we weren't going to keep them too long today, because I know that there's relatives here and they want to kick back and relax. I'm going to say take that turkey leg out of your mouth, because I don't think there's any more solid turkey left. It turns into turkey salad sandwiches, as I said. But I just wanted you to come on, and we had to let them know how we love them. I did speak with Aunt G. She said happy holidays to everybody. She's out there traveling. Hopefully she'll be able to join us, and she loves everyone. So it's like a season and a time that I use the word of more kindness, more compassionate, more love, because we do that on a daily basis. But hopefully no more tragedies out here. Persons will, like, keep their faculties together. We have a lot of imbalanced persons out there. And we just have to be able to take the deep breaths. Don't spend too much money. And those cases arising out there, and things are still happening, you know, and everybody thinks it's the post-pandemic. No, it's still moving, okay? So be safe. And you know, just stay as safe as you possibly can. Don't relax down, okay? The weather is tricky. I don't know how many boosters people are supposed to have, 4, 5, 6. I just don't know. All I can say is whatever you've been doing to be here at this time, continue to do it. If you are traveling, take your powdered turmeric with you. Turmeric is a immune builder. So just get you a little small jar and pack it in your overnight case, okay? Keep your turmeric with you, because we're still out here moving. This stuff is still out here. And for those of you who didn't shop today, maybe the traffic will be down tomorrow. I might stick my head out there on Sunday because by then I just cannot deal with the lines and all the crowds. And sales are sales. Well, they say they're sales, but like I said, I don't have to purchase a lot of stuff. But I just want to say to the listeners that this is Find It Out Friday. And Tiffany's here with us, what she found out, the transformation and the learning. And we're getting ready to go to higher learning out here. So, Tiffany, I want you to close us out because I still got to go in here and eat some of this key lime pie. Oh, yeah, that's right. He made me key lime pie. Okay. Yeah, so my mouth is over here. Oh, yeah. He makes a key lime pie that you will want to, nobody is going to come near. So I wanted him to make me two, but he said that if he made me two pies, he knew that I would eat them both. So he added extra greens so I could have more veggies because I was asking for key lime pie. But no, it's good to have a chef as a friend and a excellent chef. You don't even have to have seasoning, salt, pepper on your table because he takes care of what he takes care of. That's my friend, Mario Tate, the Tate Experience, the singing chef. So he took care of me, and I'm very, very thankful over here. So give us something to take us out with because I know you still got some things to do, and I do too.
Well, I do want to say, what else I found out was that Minnesota has wild turkeys running around in the cities and in different places, which is really odd, right? But I actually saw a live picture of them running in the street in traffic. They're, like, all over. They're in the city, like, where University of Minnesota is. They're there.
Okay.
But they're wild, and sometimes they are mean. Can you imagine a mean turkey? But that was very, very interesting. I found that out on Thanksgiving. I had no idea that that even existed in Minnesota. But I want to say that, you know, when we talked on Tuesday and I had brought up an incident that I thought I was going to have to face for Thanksgiving, and I was really trying to figure out if I was going to go to my family's Thanksgiving, and I ended up going. And what was so special on the program that night or in that segment was that Stephanie gave, you know, her suggestions, and then you gave your suggestion, right? So she gave a suggestion, and you gave a suggestion. And in the beginning, I was like, okay, I don't think I want to show up, right? Because I was, you know, Stephanie said, well, you don't necessarily have to show up. Your choice could be not to show up and, you know, set those boundaries for yourself. And I said, you know what? That might be a good option. But then you said, well, if the person says that they feel that they're going to be triggered, then maybe you might want to say that you might have a trigger moment as well. So what I did was I called ahead to see what the environment was, if everybody was happy, everybody took medication or whatever, and I proceeded to tell them that I don't think I'll be coming because I don't want to be triggered. Well, everybody kind of like had to think about that because there was silence, and it was like, oh, she's not coming to dinner. Well, maybe we need to correct our course of action. And they did. Everybody was calm, you know, because I literally made that call and said, look, I'm not coming because I might be triggered. You're triggered? You're okay, so let me, just so that you guys know, full disclosure, that, you know, I might be triggered as well. Because there are some, you know, as in any family, you have things that have never been dealt with and we need to heal from. And, you know, someone always brings something up at the table and then it could go south and could an argument could develop from it. But I was just like, look, I might be triggered because of the situation that you guys are bringing up. And shockingly, you know, everything turned. But I shifted the energy before I went there because I was going to let everybody know, like, this is what is going to happen. And then, you know, if it got bad, I would proceed to leave. And that's okay. But those are the choices that I made based on the conversation I had with you and Stephanie on Tuesday. So I want to say thank you because it was so very helpful.
Stephanie brings it very compassionate. I brought it to meet her at the door and said, did you take your blue pill today? Because I didn't take mine. And then that way, And Ruby knows that she might be up for some competition, so she going to chill out, you know. So we gave you two different versions of how to do it, and we're so proud that it all worked out, because there we go. We have to have that dialogue. We have to get it known. We have to find. We have to know others, and they need to know us and understand that we do have those boundaries and that, you know, it's all about peace. It's all about humanity. That's why we have to continue to do what we're doing here, because I always say, each one teach one, and we all learn together. Well, I'm glad you shared that with us, because, like I said, that Texas motto is, you get what you bring. Okay. If you bring in some drama up in it, you're getting ready to get it back in return. And so that's an understood thing. So we don't have that problem. I didn't grow up with that because it's understood. It's actually what is called respect, and respecting another human being and, you know, and mind your own business. That's what it's all about. See, each area demographics work another way. But that's the way that I was brought up. So you get what you bring and give it and demand it. And that's the way you do. So I'm glad it worked out. But you changed your attitude. That was an attitude switch. That was an inner attitude transformation. You changed it. And that is another thing that we say. When you change, it changes. Okay? That's why that quote is there.
Exactly.
When you
change,
it
changes. So I just want to say thank you.
Well, I'm going to let her know. She's going to be happy to hear that. Because, you know, she, like I said, she's very humble and very compassionate. So we brought it. We just gave you two different versions of it. But I see you took it, and it worked out for you. And I'm happy, too. Thank you. Because
well,
it made
you know,
think, you know.
Right? But I've always felt like that on this show. This show really brings out, you know, you really have to deal with life, right? So sometimes I'm, you know, and I've mentioned this where I'm at a point where I'm like on the verge of crying, or I've just finished crying for 5 minutes, and then I go on the show, and then, you know, just the whole topic of conversation in the audience just allows me to keep going. And, you know, it's not that I don't think about it afterwards, but it's like this inner strength. I pull through whatever it is I need to pull through, and I think it's wonderful. So, you know, it's not odd to say for me that I, you know, actually put into action the suggestions that were given, because that's what this is about, sharing and caring. And I take into consideration some of the things that we say here. Because they're real live experiences that I'm going through at that time. And Tuesday I had just gotten the call about, you know, the person, my family member being triggered before we got on the show. So I was all kind of like, how do I deal with this? Because I know what I want to do and how I want to deal with it. Mm-hmm. But is that really the proper way? Is there another way of doing this? And so I was just so thankful that we were able to, through our dialogue and conversation, come up with some other options, and then I made my decision, and it was beautiful. So,
well, thank you. You're beautiful, and like I said, you got it two different ways, because none of us are the same. That's why they call us individuals. I put my little two cents in there. She came another way. As a matter of fact, I think she shared similar, you know, and things that she had gone through and what she had decided on. There we go again. Each one teach one, and we all learn together. And the reason why you feel good, as I feel good, and everyone that comes on here feel good, because we are candle lighters. That's what we are. So when you light a candle for another individual, your path becomes lighter and brighter, and you can see where you're going. And once society understands that, it's going to be a better place. It's about attitude switch. It's about mindset. It's about caring and sharing and having dialogue, okay? And that all goes into the stew pot, and it creates what we call unity. okay? It creates mm-hmm. unity. And that is what you have to have within yourself, within your community, within society, within your life in order to continue to move forward, continue to help others as you're helping yourself, period. So I'm glad to hear that. So that lets me know that it's doing what it has to do. And on that note, I'm going to say to the listeners out there, we'll be back with mine for Monday, okay? So by then, everybody will be relaxed down. Their fingers might be hurting because that's Cyber Monday, so then the computer keys are going to be screaming. But it's going to be all right. We want you to enjoy your weekend, be safe. And for the travelers out there, just be careful. You know, don't go outside on Sunday or drive anywhere because everybody's coming back in and you know it's going to be a chaotic mess, okay, Tiffany, with an eye? If I don't have to move, I'm not going out there. And on that note, I'm going to say, listeners, continue to celebrate the season as we go through happy, bright, and light. And don't spend all the money. Okay, wait for some of the sales. If you didn't get, there's a lot of things out there that I would like to get. Sometime I ship in, sometime I carry in if I'm traveling. But you have to be careful with what you purchase, because if you're flying in, for those of you who have the strength to get on airplanes, you know, you don't want your merchandise taken from you, and there are rules. So be careful when, if you're traveling out and you're purchasing gifts to take to your family members, be careful about that. Either ship them in or take something else, or just give them some gift cards and let them go find what they want to find. But, yeah, you don't want your beautiful fragrances or whatever, especially if it's liquid, taken from you, because they darn sure will take it. It never goes in the trash, though. I know they have it sitting at their house. But you don't want to lose your merchandise. So please keep that in mind. Tiffany with Nine, I'm going to tell you to have a good one on this Find It Out Friday. And, again, to the listeners out there, I say good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. We love you and just continue to celebrate the season. Every day is a holiday. Keep that in mind. So if you're running short, things are a bit pricey out there, do as Stephanie says, say, make a card. You know, get creative. Use your hands, but, you know, don't let it bum you out. And if you do have to speak with someone, call NAMI. There's the organizations there that are 24/7 that will be able to help you out. If it gets to you, pick up that phone and scream out. And on that note, I'm going to say have a great weekend. Tiffany, thank you. We love you. Everybody, have fun out there. Just be safe.
Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no war, when we have learned what Christmas is for. When we have found what life's really worth, there'll be peace on earth. Someday all our dreams will come to be. Someday in a world where men are free. Maybe not in time for you and me, but someday at Christmas
Yeah.